Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we pause just for a few moments to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. Why do I get the feeling one of these days you'll be up on the shuttle in the International Space Station doing readings or something? And because you'll be closer to the stars.
Looking at the stars.
Very exciting
Absolutely.
Prospects, let me tell you.
Yeah.
That'd be great to be the first. We are still in Leo, and again, I'm going to send out because it's the 10th, and in 3 days hence will be my father's 82nd birthday, so a huge happy birthday to Dad. I haven't had a chance to call lately, but I'm planning on doing that at least on the 13th to say hello, and I'm glad you're still with us after all these years. Let's talk about Leo. Let's get it, because I don't think we did last time. Let's get into the characteristics.
Okay, that is absolutely perfect. Leo is usually not only physically striking, physically very handsome, in a very kind of regal, noble way, you know, just like its constellation, the lion. Usually also they have a very refined sense of style. They like to look good.
You've seen pictures of my dad, have you? Continue.
And they often, you know, have a pretty high sense of style, and know how to put things together. Even if they don't have a large budget,
right,
they look good, and they like to look good. Mm-hmm. And they may put looking good sometimes ahead of more practical matters. But they are...
like Fernando Lamas.
That could be.
You look marvelous.
Marvelous. Yeah.
What else do we know about Leos in terms of, say, personality traits?
Well, the thing I love about Leos is they love love. They are some of the most big-hearted, lion-hearted, demonstrative, generous, forgiving. They will forgive you like nobody's business up until that point where they don't, and then they will make you pay. You know, it's they're not as vengeful as, say, Scorpio or Aries, but boy, they can let you know.
Yeah.
Again, that demonstrative nature, if they're happy, you're going to know about it. If they're mad, you're going to know about it.
You've
they
seen
don't
the lions
crawl
on,
off and see.
Right. You've seen the lions on the Serengeti.
Yeah. Just make sure you're not snack food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In terms of the coming days and weeks, Leo travels through. Do we have any astronomical activity that is a part of this mix, this dynamic?
Well, the thing I'm seeing the most right now is we just had a new moon on Tuesday, and so the new moon is a period of new beginnings. And so what we see a lot this time of year with the summer waning and the harvest season beginning, a lot of us are getting ready to send our kids or college kids back to school. A lot of businesses who are on the September, October kind of fiscal year schedule are really ratcheting things up right now. It's a time when we kind of come back together in new ways to complete the harvest or begin to complete the harvest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively. Even Alex Wagner on MSNBC the other day was talking about the harvest and how we are harvesting as Americans what we have sown this year. It's like that. Now we start to see the fruits of our labor.
Hmm. Interesting. So in terms of, we talked about when you were on the program last Saturday about the quarters between the quarters.
Yes.
And we had transitioned through that. It's more of a simple yes or no kind of an answer here. Is it subdivided even further than that into eighths and sixteenths? Does it go quite that to that level as far as you're aware?
I know there's people who focus on those sorts of things. I am not one of them.
Okay. Okay.
I am not one of them. The 8 Shabbat days are more than enough for me with mm-hmm. my Gemini ADD sort of thing. You know, it's like focus, simplify, and focus.
All right. Now, you have also a presence on the internet via both a website, which is BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, but you also have a presence on Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting.
Yes.
What is it that is available to people through that particular venue?
On that particular venue, every couple of days, I tend to do something that's much like this, where it's a visual image and a little blurb about either the sign we're in, or where the moon is, or, you know, a Mercury retrograde or an eclipse or something like that. Just little snippets. And then I'm also now, I have a new thing, I'm working with a professional to take a lot of these excerpts about the different signs that you and I have done and put them with some of the visual art of my writing partner, Jamie O'Toole.
Great, great.
And put them on YouTube. And so as that becomes completed, I will let you know and let the listeners know, and there'll be more in-depth information on the different signs on YouTube.
And, of course, they can also contact you via phone, 963-0842-BETH-MCDONALD. We'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.